While we're waiting for a minute for everyone, but I'll tell you a story that relates to last year, and then we'll start. So, I was once at Rabbi Schechter's house, and he asked the person leading the Zimun to say the whole benching out loud, at least the four brachos, and he would. As the Mishnah Berurah says, that the Mevarich should bench out loud, and everybody else should say the Mezamin should say it out loud, and everybody else should say along Mila B'Mila. Rav Schechter actually likes to cite the Mahalach of the Rav that we talked about last time, that even that isn't ideal according to the Ran. You should really have Shomea Ka'ona, much like the Bach, but even going further than the Bach. Anyway. So the person didn't listen. I assume he didn't understand. He thought he just meant for the first bracha. So after the first bracha was over, the mezamin started to say it silently, as most people do. And so Rabbi Schechter then started to bench out loud. He started saying no delacha. So Rabbi Schechter explained afterwards that the halacha is that if a chazan, after the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, for example, is not able to continue, let's say in Yamin Orayim, or he loses his voice or something, then if you had someone who was following along for the first three brachos, so he could take over. So in this case, the chazan, in this case, the mezamim, didn't continue, so I took over. Again, I don't know if Rabbi Schechter was actually being Yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona, which he might have been, because he thinks that's the way you should do it, maybe, or just to say, like the Mishnah Berurah, say Mila B'Mila. So anyway, it was an interesting Ha'ara from that story. If you remember, we saw Machlokas Rishonim, whether you look at all three brachos of benching as one unit, like the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, or not, right? One nafka mina would be, let's say, if a person forgot Bris V'Torah, would he go back to the beginning of benching, or would he go back to the beginning of no delacha? That was a machlokas rishonim. Rav Schechter was assuming, at least, like the view that there are three separate brachos, not that they're a single unit, at least b'dieved. In other words, in this case, there's no other choice, right? So I guess this is the best option, but it's an interesting, and that probably was the view of Rav Rishonim, as we saw. So again, I don't know. Most people aren't zahir to say all of benching out loud. Just the first bracha, but I don't really see why you wouldn't. That's certainly the preferable thing, and it allows everybody to bench together in a better way. Whether you need to, that's true for the Mechaber, it's true for the Rama. Again, whether you need to or not, we saw was a debate, and it's not Ma'akev, but that it would be better, certainly is. Sort of interesting why it's not something that's more widespread. All right, so let's begin. So we're up to Sifches. Make some smaller points and then a couple of bigger points. The Shulchan Aruch over here writes, Le'inyan lish'ol be'virkas hamazon mipnei hayira u'mipnei hakavod yesh misha omer shedina ketzvila. So this is from the Beis Yosef. The Orchos Chaim says that with respect to interruptions, we are more machmir for Birkas Hamazon than we are for other parts of tefillah. We treat it like tefillah, like Shmoneh Esrei, which is more machmir than even Shema. So the question is why? So if we look at the source, the Orchos Chaim, quoted by the Beis Yosef, the reason is because ma tefillah ein nispalin osa ela b'makom echad umad kein berkas hamazon ein mevarchen osa ela miyushav ma shenkei mekriyah shma shiachol omer mahalich me'alavavcha va'elach. What does that mean? We saw, actually it's going to come up where we're going to see, but we saw in the Gemara that the Gemara tells us that one should sit for benching, and in that way we see benching is very, very Chamor. Why do we have to sit for benching? So Toso says it's because it's deoraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah says, and even though Shema's deoraisa, but Shema, it's enough to just be in place for Shema, then you could continue walking. Others, we showed him, say, until Alevavcha, but for Birkas HaMazon, at least for the first three brachos, and maybe for all four, as we'll talk about, then it has to be done. Yushev, so the fact that we're so machmir about Birkas HaMazon, that it has to be in a single place, shows that we're treating it like Shemona Esrei in a certain sense. And the Aruch HaSaim says, oh, well, if we're going to treat it like Shemona Esrei, with respect to sitting, so too, we should treat it like Shemona Esrei with respect to interruptions. And that's what we talked about last time, that we saw some who take that a little further, the Luchara only mitan minhag, to wear a hat and jacket for Birkas HaMazon, just like one would do if they do it for Shemona Esrei. But that, as we said, that can't be Medina, because Medina, those are only halachos at most in a kosher bracha, not in actual Birkas HaMazon, but certainly based off of this idea about how machmir we are about Birkas HaMazon. So that should apply here as well. If we turn to Sif Yud, we have the opinion cited that this applies as well to Me'en Shalosh, that even Me'en Shalosh, one should sit. And this actually is a little more Nogei Lemaisa, right? I think we all know and always are machmir to sit while benching, and that's actually relatively easy, because usually when we bench, we're having a meal. But what about Alamechia? Alamechia, a lot of times, is a snack. Here we're not so machmir. So why is this? What is the basis for it? So the truth is that if we go back to the Tosfos that we just mentioned, that the reason why the Gemara says that you have to sit for benching is because benching is deoraisa. So then l'chori would say, al hatzad, that main shalosh is deoraisa, then you would have to sit for main shalosh as well. And in fact, as we know, the Gra writes that Shita Satosis is that main shalosh is midoraisa, so therefore it makes sense that Tosfos would agree that main shalosh has to be stated while sitting. However, according to Rabbi Yonah, maybe a little less clear, because it's not as long as benching, but maybe as well, would be totally in that shalom whether it's deraisa or not. However, l'chor, that's not the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam. And the reason is, because though many Rishonim do hold that Me'en Shalosh is deraisa, that's not really the view of the Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch. They assume that Me'en Shalosh is derabanan. And yet the Beis Yosef over here is medayik that the Rambam holds that Me'en Shalosh must be stated sitting. So if that's true, so there must be another reason, right? It can't be the cheshbon of Tosfos. It can't be that the only reason why you have to sit for benching is because it's deoraisa, because then it wouldn't extend to Me'en Shalosh. So what then is the svar of the Rambam? How do we explain this diuk of the Beis Yosef? So if we look at the Rambam, it sounds like that the din of yeshiva here is because of kvios, that since Birkas HaMazon is bracha shetam bracha acharav b'makomo, so therefore that doesn't just mean to make the bracha achrona in the place that you ate, but also seated in the position that you ate. Let's just take a look at the lashon of the Rambam. It's Perek Daled Halacha Aleph, which is where the Beis Yosef makes this diuk from. Kol mevarch Birkas HaMazon o bracha achas mein shalosh. Tzarech levarch osa b'makom she'achal. Achal k'shu mahalich, yoshev b'makom she'pasach v'yivarech. Achal k'shu omeid, yoshev b'makomo v'yivarech. Shachach levarech, Birkas HaMazon, v'nizkar kodem she'yisak l'amazon, she'vimeyav mevarech b'makom she'nizkar, v'mhaya meizid chozer l'makomo u'mevarech. V'birech b'makom she'nizkar, yatza yidecho vaso. V'chein, v'birech k'shu omeid, ok k'shu mahalich, al yatza yidei chovaso. L'chatchila, lo yivarech berchas amazon, v'lo bracham neid shalosh, elok shuhu yoshev makom she'achal. So the impression that you get from here is that this halacha that you should sit is based off of the concept that Birkas HaMazon is Ta'un Bracha Acharav B'Makomo. In fact, what you see from the Rambam is that he intertwines these two halachos. There are two halachos. One is that Birkas HaMazon is Ta'un Bracha Acharav B'Makomo. And the second is that Birkas HaMazon has to be said be yeshiva, as opposed to halicha or amida. So do these things relate to each other? So the Rambam says yes, right? If you see, he intertwines and merges and connects these two halachos. And therefore, it follows that if you follow Shitas HaRambam, that, and this is quoted in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Gimel by Shinui Makom, that the Rambam holds that Birkas, all Me'in Shalosh, is Ta'un Bracha Acharav B'Makomo. So the Rambam is L'shitaso, that he says, you also need yeshiva. It's Tali and Kvias. Whereas, let's say Bori Nefashos, since you could say Bori Nefashos in a different place than where you ate, if I eat in my room over here, but I go outside to my yard, I could say Bore Nefashos outside. So too, I don't need yeshiva even when I'm in this room. I could say my Bore Nefashos while standing. So those are the two halachos. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out that halach l'maisa, since we are machmir, that at least on Mine Dagan, that we should make the bracha acharav b'makomo. The truth is that l'chatchila, you should follow even the view of the Rambam, that all me'in shalosh has to be bracha acharav b'makomo. There's also the view of the Rashbam by wine. But l'chatchila, but mikaradin, we probably paskin, mikaradin, that me'in shalosh is ta'un bracha acharav b'makomo when it's for mazon. Right, if it's an alamichya, right? If it's an alamichya, then you may not, if I ate an alamichya here, I may not leave and make the bracha elsewhere. So therefore, for me'en shalosh alamichya, I should also sit down and I shouldn't say it while standing. That's sort of what comes out. The Shartzion over here, Lametes, points out, even though the Ramah in Kufayin Ches Sifhei brings a shita that says that it's dafka pasi, you have to make b'makomo, right? But not al hamichya on cookies or cake. But we really don't paskin like that view. We paskin like the middle view. There are three views over there, right? Also, two out of three are quoted in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Gimel, that one view is only pas has to be b'makomo. The other extreme is all the inshallah has to be b'makomo. And we paskin like the middle view, that dagan has to be b'makomo. Get l'chatchila, we would say, al mechia, you should always say where you ate, and probably l'chatchila, you should always sit down whenever you make a me'in shalosh. But really, mikaradin, we say, you have to say me'in shalosh al mechia where you ate, and therefore, mikaradin, you should have to sit down for a me'in shalosh that's al hamechia. Whereas bari nefashos, yeah, probably it's better to do it sitting. Maybe you have better kavana and the like, but and really all Birkas Hanan and L'chatchila should sit, probably it's better, but you don't really need to. It's not a din. When I say L'chatchila, it means it's helpful for kavana. I think in my own experience, if one is machmir to say Bori Nefashos while sitting, then you're much less likely to forget or to forget whether you said it. I saw the Piskei Tshuvos brings down some achronim that make this point, right? If you're saying your Bori Nefashos, you know, you plan to say it, you know, without sitting, then you're oftentimes going to get into a situation where you forget, did I make a Bori Nefashos? Didn't I make a Bori Nefashos? So it's always an Eitzah Tova to sit for brachos. But mikradin, if you're making an alamichya, then you should really sit. And likewise, you should really say it in the place that you ate. Now, Agav, just parenthetically, this halacha that you should sit is said about Berchas Achila. It's a very good thing, and sometimes for Bracha Achrona, it's Ma'akev, or not Ma'akev, but it's something that you must do. As opposed to, let's say, Berchas HaMitzvos. Berchas HaMitzvos, so we paskin that you should stand for Berchas HaMitzvos. You shouldn't sit. So Brachos on Ochlan, you should dafka sit. Brachos on Mitzvos, you should dafka stand. They point out that Pashtos can't say that you must stand for all Berchas HaMitzvos, because if you guys remember from the Gemara in the third parak, Isha Kotza Lachala Ruma, that she could make the bracha a woman while undressed, because if she's sitting down in the sand, so her makom erva will be covered. So clearly, that's talking about Berkas HaMitzvah, Brachan Chala. So doesn't that show you that you don't have to stand for Berkas HaMitzvahs? So the Magen Avraham over there points out, it's a Simen Chesif Katan base, that maybe it's Dafka Frasas Chala as opposed to other Berkas HaMitzvah, because it's Eno Osa Elo Lesake Machalo. So therefore, it's Mutter to sit. Some say it's Dafka because it's Shaykh Tachila. Others say, you see from there, that it's not a chi of gamor to stand. But nevertheless, generally speaking, for berachos hamitzvos, you should stand. For berachos hanachila, you should sit. Okay. Fine. There's a lot of other halachos here about how we have to make berachos hamazon in a way that we're going to have kavana, and to properly understand Sif Yud Beis, you should also look at the Mishnah Berurah Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sif Hey, as he notes. But let's turn to Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. So the Mishnah says that if you ate and you didn't bench, so this is the first Mishnah, that long Mishnah at the beginning of the next parak. Abay Shame says Yachsam Makom Uvi Varech. So a couple of these sugyos from the 7th, 8th parak, you know, you should do them now. You should see the Gemaras and the like. We already talked about this a little bit when we talked about the machlokas Bisham Beisil about sweeping and crumbs, right? So here we have it again. So make sure you see the Gemara and Rishonim, though I imagine you already did. So here we have machlokas in the Rishonim. When did Beis Shammai require you to go back to the place that you ate in order to make a bracha? And this is the machlokas that we just mentioned, right? What types of foods are ton bracha acharav b'makomo? Again, it's relevant for Beis Hillel on a lechatchila level, and Beis Shammai, even on a bidiyavet level. So the Rif in Sachem Chafamad Aleph says, pas umine dagan, but not yayin and perishiv as aminim. Rashbam Sachem Kuf Aleph Amid Beis says anything that's a main shalosh, that needs to be bracha from a koma. We just saw that to be the Rambam as well. And the Rashbam Brachos over here, Nud Gimel Beis, is dafka pas. Those are the three views. How do we paskin? If we take a look at Simon Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Hey, he brings Rashbam, the Rif, and the Rama also brings the Rashba. So there are three views. And the Mishnah Berurah says that L'chatchila you should follow the Rashbam. So anytime you're making a main challah, you should go back to your place. But Mikra Din, based off of the Gra and others, we probably paskin it's just like the view of the Rif, only pas and mine dagar. So the Gemara continues and says that B'mezid divya kol yachalim kol ligarach. When do Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree? They disagree b'shogeg. B'shogeg, Beis Shammai says you must go back to make a bracha achrona in a place that you ate, let's say benching. And Beis Hillel says you don't have to. That's when you left b'shogeg. But if you left b'mezid, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that you must go back to the place that you ate. The Beis Yosef cites here in Machlokas, whether we paskin like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. The Rambam paskins that dafka b'mezid. We just read that Rambam. Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. So if I ate bread here, let's say bread, the Rambam says other things as well, main shalosh, like we saw, but let's say bread, I ate bread here. If I left b'mezid, then yaslim chom v'ivarich. If I left b'shogeg, then I may bench in the place where I remember. And Rambam also says that if I left b'mezid, even though I, the halacha says I should go back, if I didn't go back, I benched where I remembered, then you're yotze b'diafet. But the Torah over here, paskins, that even b'shogeg, you have to go back. In other words, he's passing like b'shamai. And moreover, he says, and this isn't explicit in the earlier Rishonim, he says that b'diavet by mezid, if I didn't go back and I benched in the place that I remembered, I am not yotze. And I need to now go back to the place that I ate and bench again. So the Torah is following Beis Shammai's view. Now, what in the world is the reason to follow Beis Shammai? Why would you think you paskin like Beis Shammai? Well, one possibility is the Maisa in the Gemara. The Gemara over there says that there were these two Talmidim, Chad Avid B'Shogeg Beis Shammai. In other words, he was Machmir. Even though he left his place where he ate by accident, he still came back and followed Beis Shammai's view, and he found a gold, an arnica de dehava, and one did b'mezid like Beis Hillel, and he was eaten by a lion. So that shows that the halacha is like, maybe you could say that shows that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Otherwise, why should he be machmir like Beis Shammai? Now, other Rishonim disagree. They say, no, we pass him like Beis Hillel here. Why? And even though elsewhere the Gemara says that you shouldn't be machmir like Beis Shammai, here it's different, maybe because Beis Hillel agrees l'chatchila or other reasons, Ayin Sham and the Rishonim. Also, that Gemara that we just mentioned in Psachim by Shinui Mako might, you might say, indicates that we follow Beis Shammai. Why? Because, at least according to Rav Chisda over there, even though we say Shinui Makom Tzach Levarich, that's only B'davar Shetam Bracha Acharav B'Makomo. Davar Shein Tam Bracha Acharav B'Makomo. Since L'Kiva Kama Hadar, what does that mean? It means that when I left that place, I sort of have to come back to make my Bracha Achrona. I'm tethered to that place. So therefore, Shinui Makom Ein Tzach Levarich. Now, that ruling makes much more sense, or it's easier to hear, it's less of a chiddush, if you learn like Beis Shammai. If you learn like Beis Hillel, that you don't need to come back to your original place, at least if you left Beis Shogeg, so then, mechateisi, that shinei makom ein tzarich levarich. So that could be another sugya that implies that we paskin like Beis Shammai. Another reason is the next Gemara in our Gemara, the Gemara that the story says that there was Rabbi Bar Chana once went on a, he was part of a caravan, and he ate, and he forgot to bench, and they went on. And when he remembered that he didn't bench, he told them, oh, I forgot a Yonah Shel Zahav, this very expensive thing. And so he went back, and Taka, when he went back to bench, he found a Yonah Shel Zahav. And now, what's the pshat in that story? So if you think that we paskin like Beis Hillel, so not so pashut that it would be mutter to lie in order to go back. In other words, if you paskin like Beis Shammai, so then you could basically say, yeah, look, he has to go back. So he said it this way because they might not respect him. They don't respect the halacha. So if he said, I have to go back because I forgot to bench, that's not something they would respect. So, but he said this. And he's saying, then they would respect. Everybody understands that if something is really important, really valuable, you go back. And of course, this is really valuable. If you say you pass on like Beis Hillel, so then it's a bigger chiddush that you would be able to lie in order to go back. Now, it's not a raya muchrachas. You could say no, because since Beis Hillel agrees that l'chatchila you should go back, so it would be permissible. Because in this case, indeed, even according to Beis Hillel, we could compare it to a Yonah Shel Zahav in the sense that it's a great thing. But perhaps another reason why the Rishonim thought, it goes, like as I said, it's the Pesach of the Tour from the Rush, from Rav Amram Gon. The reason why these thinkers maintain that we follow Beis Shammai is that these two stories, and maybe also the Gemara Pesachim, are all rayos that we follow like Beis Shammai. And not everybody agrees. As we mentioned before, the Rambam paskins like Beis Hillel. L'chor, you could be medayik from Rashi that he paskin like Beis Hillel, because on that story, on Daf Nun Gimel Beis, Dibur Maskil Chad, Avan B'Shogik Beis Shammai, Rashi says, what does it mean? Avan K'Beis Shammai, Hichmir Atzmo K'Beis Shammai. He was machmir on himself. In other words, Rashi doesn't learn like that diak that we said. The story doesn't show that we paskin like Beis Shammai. The story mentions a person who is machmir Atzmo. We could certainly learn from the story that even though the Ochzeg Beis Hillel here, a person should be machmir on themselves to follow Beis Shammai's view, not like by Kriya Shema, for example. But you can't learn, according to Rashi, from the story to paskin like Beis Shammai. Now, it's sort of interesting because there's a kasha on this view of the Rush of Rav Amram Gon that you paskin like Beis Shammai, because the Gemara says over there, "Bekule pirka halacha kebeis hillel bar mehach." That except for the case where Beis Shammai says, "Mechadin esabayis da'achar kach not l'maseidah." We already mentioned that before, that we pass on like Beis Shammai, who says first you sweep and then you wash my machronim, because you might have a shamish who doesn't know to distinguish between the little pieces of bread that are less than kazayis and the big pieces of bread, and therefore a person might do my machronim and be mafsid the bread that's a kazayis, which is asur, and we paskin like Beis Hillel, sorry, like Beis Shammai in that case. We talked about why maybe halach lemaisa, that's not relevant, Rabbi Noyona, because we don't, we don't have those little tables and then remove them. But fundamentally, the Gemara says that the only case that we follow like Beis Shammai in that parak, that whole parak's about all the different cases where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree. And the Gemara says, of all the dozen machloks in that parak, the only one that we follow Beis Shammai is about the sweeping. So doesn't that tell me explicitly that in this case, where they were arguing about returning for mentioning, we must follow Beis Hillel? So how could the Rosh say we follow like Beis Shammai? Take a look at Tosas Sukkah Gimel and Aleph. He answers, and also the Rosh over here, that maybe here it's different because Beis Hillel agreed that l'chatchila you should do like Beis Shammai. In other words, since you should follow Beis Shammai l'chatchila, even Beis Hillel agrees you should do l'chatchila, so therefore we could paskin like that. Now, there's still a question, which is how could the Rush slash the Tour, the Tour says it explicitly, say that, okay, but not only do we follow Beis Shammai l'chatchila, that you must go back. How do I even know that b'di'eved, if you didn't go back, you're not yotze? In other words, bishlama, I could see from that story that l'chatchila you should do it, but what about the fact that b'di'eved, you're not yotze b'di'eved? And moreover, we could even ask further, which is, how do we even know that according to Beis Shammai, you're not yotze b'di'eved? It's clear that Beis Shammai holds you must go back, right? But how do we know that if you didn't go back, you're not yotze? So, l'chora, the answer is, because it says, b'mezid, let's say it like this. The Gra over here, Sifkat and Gibbel, is medayik from the fact that the Gemara says, Chad Avid b'mezid k'beis hillel. One of them did b'mezid l'beis hillel, meaning to say he intentionally left before benching. And then it says that and he benched where he remembered, and he was eaten by a lion. So what does it mean he did b'mezid k'beis hillel? If you say that Beis Shammai agrees that you're yotze b'di'eved, so then it's not following Beis Hillel, because even according to Beis Shammai, you're yotze b'di'eved. So that lashon of b'mezid k'Beis Hillel shows that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel also disagree about Mezid. In other words, if you leave the Mezid, according to Beis Hillel, you are Yotze B'diavet, and according to Beis Shammai, you're not Yotze B'diavet. So that's how the Gra is medayeket. Okay, so how do we paskin? So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch over here. First, the Lashon Mechaber. So, l'chatchila, you should bench where you ate. That's pashut. Everybody agrees to that. And if you didn't do that, right, and you benched in a different place, so then yatza. Let's continue with the Mechaber. We'll skip the Ramah for a moment. And he writes, Vim hayu b'shogeg yivarech b'makom shenizkar. Oh, sorry, la Rambam yivarech b'makom shenizkar, ula harav rabbeinu yonav harash, gam hu yasar l'makom yivarech. If it was b'shogeg, so the Rambam says you can bench where you remember, and the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah say that we pass in Lake Beis Shammai, so you have to go back to where you ate. So the Mechaber talks about what's the din b'di'aved and what's the din l'chatchila. If b'di'aved you benched in a different place, even though you left b'mezid, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch paskins yatza. So on the question of mezid, remember Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree both by mezid and shogeg. By Mezid, how is the Mechaber paskening like? Rambam, that even when you left with Mezid, you go to B'diavad. What about the Shogeg? So then the Shulchan Aruch brings two views. According to the Rambam, L'chatchila you can bench where you remember. According to Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah, L'chatchila you must go back. So the question is, why did the Mechaber pasken B'mezid like the Rambam? Though l'chatchila by Meshogeg, he quoted both views and he's in Machria. Right? Now the Ramah makes this point. The Ramah, after the Mechaber says the din that b'mezid your yotze b'diavet, if you don't go back, he says that's dafka according to the Rambam, but according to the Rosh, then you're not yotze b'diavet. Now, the Beis Yosef certainly agrees to that point that the Ramah says, as he states in the Beis Yosef. Right? Beis Yosef spells out explicitly that according to the Rosh, you're not Yotze Bidi Eved if you left Bemezid. Right? The Beis Yosef explained, just like they argue about Bishogeg. Beis Hillel says you don't have to go back, even L'chatchila. Beis Shammai says you must. So to the argument Bemezid, that Beis Shammai says you're not Yotze Bidi Eved. Beis Hillel says you are. So it's a funny thing, right? L'chora, the two questions are totally zebizah. Yet when it comes to Mezid, the Mechaber is machria like the Rambam. When it comes to Shogeg, he's not machria. So I don't understand what's going on over here. So it could be that the Mechaber paskin that bidi eved, you shouldn't be chozer mivarech, right? Because it's a suffix. And you'll certainly hold like the Rambam, bidi eved mi suffix. So you're not going to make a bracha again. In other words, if I benched already, I left b'mezid, I benched shelo b'makomi, right? I benched in the wrong place. Do I have to go back and bench again? According to Rambam, that would be a bracha batala. So over there, he's machria, he's safek, you can't bench again. There he's machria, like the Rambam. But in terms of the shayla about b'shogi, that's a l'chatchila shayla. On the l'chatchila shayla, he isn't machria. Okay, so that explains the psak of the mechaber. Now, if you take a look at the Magen Avraham over here, he says something very interesting. Magen Avraham, sifkan beis. B'mezid yachzor, v'nirali de'im hu rachok. The ad shelo yachzor l'makomo yisak l'amazon. Then yivarech kan. Okay, what happens in the following situation? I go ahead, b'mezid. I didn't bench b'makomi. I left. And now I don't know, I'm an hour away. If I were to come back to my place and bench, then what would be? It would be too late. By the time I got back, I couldn't bench anymore. It would be after Shir Iko, where we know that the halacha is that you can't bench anymore. So the Magen Avraham says, okay, well, in that case, make the bracha where you remembered, even though you're Shalom B'Makom, even though you left Mezid. So how do you understand this Magen Avraham? You can really read it two ways. Maybe saying that in this case, you should be Samech on Shittas Rambam. Why? Because if you follow the view of the Rosh, then you wouldn't be able to bench at all. Or is he saying, no, even here, the Rosh would agree. Why? Because you'd be Yotze Mide Oraisa, meaning to say, even the Rosh, who thinks that we follow Veshamai, and not only that, but he thinks, B'dieved, you're not Yotze if you bench a little bit Makomo, right? But even that's a Din Rabbana. You did exactly what the Torah said. So in this case, they weren't mafkia the din d'oraisa, meaning to say, even Beis Shammai, when they said that you must go back to the place where you benched if you left b'mezid, and if you don't, you're not yotze. That means you're not yotze midrabanan. But avada you're yotze midoraisa. Avada you're yotze midoraisa, because they weren't mafkia the din d'oraisa. In other words, this is very similar to a debate that we have a couple of places in Shas when the Chachamim made takanos not to do something, were they mafkia the din Torah or not, right? There's, according to Rosh Hashitah, if you ate the sukkah, but shulchanah v'sol chabayis, were they mafkia the deoraisa or not? And other places where we find this question debated, a couple of places in Shas. So maybe that's the pshat over here, that the Magen Avraham is saying they weren't mafkia the din Torah, so it would be better off to do it this way, even according to the Rosh. So if you take a look, the Machzor Shekel and Prima Gadol L'chora have this suffix, this machlokas. From the Machzor Shekel, sounds like the first sad, that the Machzor Shekel understands the Magen Avraham is saying, okay, in this case, where you have no other option, you could be Someich on Shittas HaRambam. Because, but according to Beis Shammai, according to the Rosh, that they said you're not Yotze, means you're not even Yotze the Din D'oraisa. In other words, according to Beis, if you ask the Rosh what to do in this case, what would he say? No choice. You lost out on benching, but don't bench here. Bench here, it's a bracha v'atala. They were mafkia the Din Torah. Just like Tosa says by Shulchan of Sochabayas, not like the Ran. That's the way the Machzor Shekel seems to understand it. Saying, okay, in this case, you can be so mech on Shittas Rambam, at least because according to the Rambam, you know, why should we make you maybe suffering to raisa l'chumra? You should bench here. But the Rosh wouldn't say to bench. If you look at the Mirugadim, it sounds more like the second sad. That even the Rosh would agree over here, because that which they said, that you should go back, you must go back, they weren't okay the mitzvah. Fine. Halacha l'maisa, we certainly accept this Magen Avraham, whichever explanation you give. Sadami paskin. How do we pass on the Mishnah? So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin writes that l'chatchila you should be chozal makomo even if you have a b'shogeg like the Rosh, and even according to the Rambam that's the preferable thing to do. But shas hadchak you could be stomach on the Rambam. I remember once hearing a maisa from Rabbi Friend. So Rabbi Friend said once he ate at home. He ate breakfast. He ate bread.
At the Sima Shas, he said this.
He said this story at the Sima Shas. I didn't ever heard or went to any of the Sima Shas's, but I heard it years and years ago on one of his Thursday night shiurim when I was in eighth grade. We had a Rebbe, Rabbi Mendelowitz, great Rebbe. He used to pass Thursday night sometimes to hear Rabbi Friend live in Baltimore. He wasn't so famous then. Anyway, so he told this story. So the story he said was, I guess if you all heard it, I won't repeat it. Somebody, did you all hear it?
I didn't hear it from Rabbi Reeder. Like I only
right. Yosef said he doesn't remember, maybe. So Fran said that, so he gets to yeshiva and he remembers he didn't bench. So he went back home, and his daughter sees him, and she says, "How come you came back?" So he said that it's because I didn't bench. And she said, "Wow, for that you came home?" And he said, "I felt like I really, you know, in chinuch, it's always like, you know, do what I say, not what you do. It's not, the real chinuch comes not so much from your kids seeing what you say you should do, but much more about what you actually do." So he said he knew he made a real impression. And he said that he thought before he came home that, you know, is there what to rely on to bench here in yeshiva? Yeah. Because the Mishnah Berurah over here writes that b'shas hadchak, you could be someich on the Rambam, right? But the right thing to do is to go back, even though you could justify staying here. And look, it's very much akim, I thought, of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that one of the Talmidim, he went back, even b'shogeg, like b'shamai, and he found a pile of gold. So Amish, he's like, it's a Kim in the Rabbi Fran story. He was machmir like Veshamai, even maybe though strictly speaking, he could have defended his benching in yeshiva. He was machmir to do it, and he found a pile of gold. But what would be even more valuable than a pile of gold is that our chinuch, our children's chinuch. So it was a Kim of the Gemara. Okay, now even though we paskin, certainly lechatchila, that you should bench where you ate. Do you actually have to bench in the seat that you ate? Is that lechatchila? You know, I know when we were little kids, we were always told, like, okay, it's benching, you have to go back to your seat where you benched. So is that a din? Is there a makor for that? So we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. He says, Kol Dalet Amos is Mekomo. Okay, within 4, 6 feet, 8 feet, 4 Amos of your seat, that's your Makom. In other words, you don't need Mekomo Mamish. It doesn't need to be Mamish, the same chair. Okay, the chair next to it's also good. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that's only when you're Bechutz. Why? Because it's not Mukaf Mechitzos. So you need Mekomo. But if you're inside, if you're in a room, so then the whole room is my Makom. And maybe even not the room, if you can see the place. Ayin Sham, the Mishnah Berurah deals with that issue. That's not exactly our sugya now. We'll get back to that later. But certainly, you know, if I eat on the dining room table on this side, and I go back and I bench in a dining room table on the other side of the room, even if it's 10 feet away, that's okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Good. You don't even have to be rowing makomo. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting, the yuchal lahatik min makomo ayde mniya ktana. It's okay to go in a different place, let's say in the same room, even if there's like a small reason to do so. So it sounds like lechatchila, if there's no mniya, you really should bench in the actual place that you ate, right? All if there's no reason to switch seats, then you should bench where you sat. If there's a reason to switch for your seat, it doesn't have to be a very good reason. Minia ktana, then it's okay to switch, right? The nafka mina is by like sheva brachos at weddings oftentimes. So, you know, they call everybody up and they say, you know, will everybody come to the dais for benching and sheva brachos? So should you do that? So that's a minia ktana, right? That's justified. You know, why they want to do it. So, you know, usually by then it's not even clear if there's a minion of people, you know, left. So if you're still there, they want to bench in the same place. Like we saw, you shouldn't be mafsik running around the room, finding people to do the shavu brachos in all the different places, right? Nobody else. So that's a good enough reason. So you could do that. There's no reason at all. So you should bench in the seat that you ate. And that's for Ashkenazim. Interestingly, I saw the Zos HaBracha, page 141, quoting the Kaf HaChaim, and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said that for Sfardim, lechatchila, you shouldn't switch places, even if it's mukaf machitzos, lechatchila. Now, there's more machmir than the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if it's in the same room, you don't have to be machmir dalet amos. Again, lechatchila, really, you should, but if there's a good reason then it's okay. So what I said before, that in the case where they call you up for benching and shavuot brachos to come to buy the dais, so Ashkenazim, it's okay to switch seats. That's a good enough reason, even though with no reason you shouldn't, but maybe according to Vizosa Bracha, Sfaradim shouldn't do that. Okay, I don't know if Adam saw anything else.
I don't know if Ravadia says like that.
He agrees to the Mishnah Berurah, you're saying.
Not like
Okay. Okay. Good. Turning to Sif Beis. So the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Gimel over here, raises a stira in the Mechaber. Let's take a quick look at the Shulchan Aruch for a moment. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Mehud v'morim shem lo pas oid." If only yesh lo pas oid, you have more bread. Then yalch mokum hasheni me'at v'ivarich. You have a little bit in your second place, and you could bench. They say, if you don't want to go back, right? Let's say I go ahead and, I eat breakfast at home, especially, and then I get to yeshiva, and maybe this was, I realize, oh, I forgot to bench. So if I have some more bread in yeshiva, great. Have some more bread in yeshiva, then I could bench in yeshiva. Obviously, assuming that the shir ikol hasn't passed. If it has passed, then you've lost that first benching. So the Magen Avraham says there's a stira in the Mechaber, because in Simen Kuf Ayin Chesif Aleph, the Mechaber passes like we have Sheshes, that pass also Shinui Makom Chozer Mevarech, Pirkas HaMazon, like the Rambam. So how does he write over here, like Rabbeinu Peretz, that if you have more pas, you could bench in the place that you remembered? Right, meaning say what? There's a machlokes between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. We paskin shinoi makom tzarech levarech. And according to Rav Chista, that's only said if it's ein ton bracha achra b'makomo. But if it's ton bracha achra b'makomo, then shinoi makom ein tzarech levarech. But the Rambam didn't paskin that way, nor did the Shulchan Aruch. So this ruling of the Shulchan Aruch over here makes perfect sense if you paskin like Rav Chista. If you paskin like Rav Chista, so then great. So then if when you left, then you can continue eating in your new place without a bracha. And then since you ate in both places, you ate in place A and place B, so you could bench in place B. So it's a great etza l'chatchila. If I forgot to bench at home, I'll just eat some more in yeshiva, bench in yeshiva. Great. That makes sense if you don't paskin like the Rambam. But the Shulchan Aruch, lo and behold, he did. Go back to Simin, Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Aleph. So that's the kasha of the Magen Avraham here. So the Magen Avraham answers, Achmayaskinan. Now this is a very hard Magen Avraham. Very hard. The Magen Avraham answers that the pshat is, Taka, you're going to go ahead and you're going to make, I think this is what the Magen Avraham means. You're going to go ahead and you're going to actually make a new bracha rishona like the Rambam. So you can actually bench, make a bracha rishona, and bench again. And the idea is memana shachir yotze. Why? Because according to the Rush, you need to bench in the place that you ate, right? But, and therefore, in this case, since the Rush paskins that shinui makom ein tzarech levarech by davar ton brach achrev makomo, so according to the Rush, I'll eat more in place B and bench in place B. So what I do is okay. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to Rambam, but I don't have to go back to place A to bench, because the Rambam says, b'shogeg, you could bench b'makom shenizkar. So to be makam shitas Rambam, I'm going to bench now. Then Meka Motzi, then I'll bench again to be Yotzi for the Rosh. Because the only way for me to be Yotze for the benching in my first place according to the Rosh is if I eat more. According to the Rambam, I don't need to eat more. So that's the pshat in this sif base. It's a little bit chasam in a sefer. You have to figure out that we're talking here about a case where you actually made two hamotzis and you benched twice, but that's what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying. Now, there's a little bit of an issue. Well, one issue is that according to the Rosh, the Hamotzi Hasheni would be Brach L'Atala. Maybe the answer is yeah, Nachanami, but we really pass again, the Machaber passes against the Rosh. Look at the Brach Sashekel, he deals with that. But according to this, so how much would you have to eat in the second place? So clearly the answer is a Kizayas, right? Because you already benched and you made another Hamotzi, so you're benching again. So you have to bench. You'd have to have a kezias in your second place, which is okay, because when the Shulchan Aruch says Yochal Mat, maybe Mat means a kezias, only indeed is a kezias. But the Magen Avraham himself says that in Sif Katan Dalad, that it would be Pachos Mekezias. So everybody is troubled by this. The Machzal Shekel, Prima Gadim, Levush Estrad. Levush Estrad basically says, well, you'll have to say that Sif Katan Dalad is not based off of the Cheshbon of Sif Katan Gimel. I don't know exactly how that, I mean, what's it's two, it's a stira and a machaber. Very hard to understand the mahalich of the Magen Avraham in this sif. Okay. Should we go on a little bit? Let's take a look at Sif Dalet. We'll do Sif Dalet quickly, and next time we'll pick up with Sif Hay. So Sif Dalet, it says, achal the emir day and birich because amazonim lav tzarich levarich misafek mepnei shehu min haTorah because amazon is deraisa so safek lahachmir and therefore you go back and bench if you don't remember if you benched or not. The Magen Avraham sifkam chas right stafka if you're sava if you're not sava so then because amazon is derabana. That the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that, and we'll talk about this actually a little bit later on in the Siman. There is a big machlokas we've shown him whether Birkas Hamazon deraisa or not for Kizayis or Kibetza, though presumably we paskin it's only if you're Sava. We'll get back to that in a moment. Actually, not today. We'll probably get back to that on Tuesday. Magen Avraham Sif Katan Zayin says something interesting as well. Magen Avraham over here writes, sorry, let me just open it up so I wrote it correctly. Tzach levar mustafik, but tzach levarich gam vracha revius. Delo lezalzul leba. So this actually is machlok sachronim. There are some achronim that say, look, the first three brachos are deoraisa. So if you don't remember, if you benched, you bench brachos 1, 2, and 3, but you shouldn't bench bracha 4. That's safik drabanan lakula. Others say no. You should say all 4. Very similar to the concept in Yeridaya. Safik deoraisa shenizgalba leo safik drabanan. The Magen Avraham has a different reason. It's interesting. He sounds like maybe you wouldn't apply the principle of Safik Deraisa Shinizgalga Leo Safik Drabanan over here. Why? Well, what's the idea of Safik Deraisa Shinizgalga Leo Safik Drabanan? That means is that if you have something that at its root is a Deraisa Shaila, but now it's only Drabanan application. Let's give an example. I don't know. I had a piece of chicken. I don't know if it was kosher or not. And I ate it on this plate. But now it's Eino Ben Yomo. So even though now it's a Derabanan Shaila, but at its root, it was a Deraisa Shaila. So I have to be Machmir, I have to kosher the plate. But if I can't kosher the plate, I can't use the plate. That's the principle. There's Machlokes within that rule. Is that only said where I'm actually Machriya already the Deraisa Shaila L'chumra? Sort of like Safek Echa Beguf, Safek Echa B'Tarovas, or no, even if not, even if I don't discover the suffek kashrus until after Tali Durabanan Shaila, but since it's that it's rooted to Duraisa Shaila, still after Nachme. That's a further machlok sachronim. That Shaila came up a lot after the kashrus scandal in the Munsi for People's China, where they had a suffek. But by the time the suffek, you know, did I buy treif chickens from this place or not? Because not all the chickens that they sold there were treif. So their Shaila only arose well after it was already in Uen Yomo. Anyway, that's a further Shaila. But everybody would agree, L'chor over here, you should be Machmir. So why didn't the Magen Avraham say that's the reason? Why did the Magen Avraham have to throw in a Naya Svara of Kihecha de Lasi Zalzulei Beis? It could be that this gets back to the Shaila, the Machlokes, that we've seen on many occasions. Do we see Bracha Revias as really a Chelek in Birkas HaMazon? It's a Rabbanon Chelek of Birkas HaMazon, or no, it's a Tosefes on Birkas HaMazon that the Rabbanon were Mechayev. If you hold it's a Tosefes on Birkas HaMazon then the Rabbanon were Mechayev, then you could argue that the Svara of Savek Dereisesh and Nezgalgal Leo Savek Rabbanon wouldn't apply over here. In which case, we could understand why the Magen Avraham had to introduce the new Svara of Kiechid Elo Asil Zelzulay. The Magen Avraham didn't want to take a stand on that Shaila, so he applied this Svara of Kiechid Elo Asil Zelzulay Bey, because that would be a Svara that's true even without coming onto this. Maybe a Nafka Mina would be B'makom Delo Delek Lamechash Le Zelzulay. Now, you could have said that doesn't exist, but if you look at the Machzeh Shekel over here, he says, well, what would be in such a case? Still, mikol makom tzarich levarich, because any time you have to make three brachos, you have to make four. Could be that's really what the Machzeh Shekel is trying to say, saying, really, we're machmir over here because of safek derabanan, shenizgalgal leos, safek deraisa, and therefore, even if it's no concern of zilzul, still the halacha is going to be that you have to be machmir. Okay, we're out of time. We'll stop over here. And Ezra Hashem will pick up on Tuesday. Are you guys with me? Where are you guys holding? Yeah, Aaron's good. Yosef's good. Adam's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Ezra Hashem.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Eddie.